call the January 9th, 2017 meeting of the Cotuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Could I have introduction, starting with the treasurer, please?
Michael Daly, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential. Thank you. Okay, we'll start with, we just have a little bit of business too. We'll start with the USDA loans first.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As you know, we sold notes on Thursday of last week, and we were fortunate. Cape Cod 5 was the low bidder. We had three bids. Just as a benchmark, interest rates, we're paying 1.1% interest on a 30-day note, $2 million. And the other bids were 1.2, 120 basis points and 125 basis points. So interest rates are cooking. Yeah. It's about almost double what we were paying less than a year ago. So the bid went successfully. I won't bore you. I need you to vote to approve the $2 million loan to Cape Cod 5 and then sign the paperwork. And Charlie, if you will seal it for us down at the end, that would be great. Come down with you.
I move we approve the $2 million loan from Cape Cod 5.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Federal loan in to pay down the notes. It'll be 135 days.
I can't figure out how to make it bigger.
Well, it's really it's a PDF.
Great. The next is the Freedom Hall parking lot.
My name is Mary Beth Wadman, and I represent Cataldo Custom Builders. Ralph Cataldo sends his regrets. He's been left this afternoon for a conference down in Florida, the lucky dog. And so I'm here on his behalf. I have some information for you to share with you.
Can you use the microphone? You might find it easier to use that one.
Oh, bring that over. I have some information to share with you, so I can hand that out to you all. Thank you. And I want to address a couple of the items that are in the agenda here. We have contacted our insurance agent and requested a bond. It's just that by the time we got this and I called my agent, she needs a couple of days to put it together. We requested a bond for the cost of completely repaving the whole parking lot. Happy to put that in place. So as soon as I have that information, I can forward it all on to you.
How long is that bond going to be in place?
Throughout the entire length of the project, until the project is completed.
Because I was thinking it might need to go a couple of years past that in case, as a result of all the traffic in 2 years, we end up with some damage.
Well,
is that reasonable?
So we did reach out within this package. You'll see we reached out to Lawrence Lynch Corporation, which is one of the largest paving contractors around. And we did actually ask Jonathan Croft. He's going to come out and evaluate the condition of the parking lot now and as well at the end of the project.
Okay.
So if there's any concern, that way we, you know, we're confident we brought in an independent. It's not just us. So we do have somebody who will be able to take a look at it, who's able to identify these problems before they become problems. So we did reach out to him, which I believe that
was there's a letter in the packet.
So that is in there as well.
Great.
So, but I'm sure if we can talk with him and see what he would suggest, if, you know, anything beyond that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
No, no problem. In addition to that, the second piece in the packet was a list that Ralph put together of the large trucks that could have an impact on the parking lot. We asked Dave Ficillo from Ficillo, DP Ficillo, and Ficillo Ready Mix, if you have any questions about the size of his trucks and how they operate. But the list of the trucks would be the form truck with the concrete forms that there would be 2 to 3 visits in and out 2 to 3 times. A concrete pump truck with a mixer behind it. They would come once to pour the walls of the foundation and then once to pour the cellar floor. Mm-hmm. A concrete truck that does not have a pump truck to do the garage floor. We would need to set 2 leaching tanks. That would be maybe 1 to 2 hours that the truck would have to be there. Lumber delivery trucks or boom trucks that would be half on the property and half at the entrance to the parking lot, which I guess is where they've put steel plates for those trucks. That would be a delivery that would take probably no more than an hour for the lumber to get taken off of the delivery truck. There may be similar requirements for sheetrock delivery and possibly for the insulation truck that they would be kind of half on and half off.
See, now that's what I don't understand. Why can't they go fully onto the property?
Well, I think they can. The problem is, it's not even a problem. We will know that better once the foundation is poured. As soon as the foundation is poured, it gets inspected by the town. Once the inspection is given, they come in to backfill the foundation.
Right.
Once that backfill is done nice and tight, then the goal is to level off the rest of the property, and there would be parking for these trucks there as well.
Yeah, what I see as part of the problem is that little arbor is still there with a gate, plus there's an electrical service. Is that what it is there?
That's a temporary electrical service.
But that's like obviously between your opening and even the corner of the foundation, and that electrical service, you know, I think that's partially blocking it.
Well, that's actually from which direction you're talking about. Blocking from which direction?
Going on to.
Going back. Oh, so you're thinking possibly moving it over further?
Yeah.
Okay. They're using that. The only reason they left the arbor was they actually used it to stabilize the pole that was holding it up. So that's something we could probably talk to Peter about.
Absolutely.
Pulled over. So, and then we could stay tighter over to that end over there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the ultimate goal, is to get the foundation poured and get the lot
graded, and then we'd be able to have more parking for these delivery trucks that would not be on the parking lot but more on the property. All of the other vehicles, the construction vehicles for the framers, et cetera, they'd be parking, you know, on, we have permission from some of the neighbors and in the driveway, and I guess on this neighbor also, for parking your vehicles. So once we get these larger vehicles offloaded, then we shouldn't really have too much of a requirement there for any additional use. But that, you know, that's the key, is to get the foundation done. So that's what we're hoping to do, so that we don't have too much of a delay in getting that done. And then what we would do is get all of the exterior work done over the winter months, so that it would be a weather-tight, completely weather-tight. So then it's only interior finish type work, mechanicals and finish work, that wouldn't disturb too many people, certainly in the summertime as well. Yep, the sheetrock.
Can I have that for a second?
Yeah.
No. I guess I hope you don't think we're being a bunch of hard asses.
No.
But we do have to protect the public property out here.
Absolutely.
Know? So we just want to make sure that happens. The other thing is, if the parking lot does have to be resealed, you know, repaved, does that include, does this include parking lines also?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I believe Ralph had mentioned that the last meeting, that he'd be happy to reseal.
We were going to try it. The last meeting we were offered, we were going to reline it as well, because that was after we had talked about the seal coating. We understood the chemicals after you guys were trying to avoid. So we were still offering the line striping after. As, you know, we've been sweeping and things like that, so we were still offering that. So.
I just have one suggestion. I think that would help is that once all of these large deliveries are made, if the fence that they're proposing to build gets put up, that's going to deter sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so the one of the last larger vehicles Mary Beth was talking about and you brought up was the drywall truck. That was probably one of the last things. So we could try and maybe work together a schedule, weather pending, or maybe a sequence of events. So you guys didn't understand that. And I guess that was one thing I also wanted to say. I guess I misunderstood after our last meeting with the access there. So I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page with that. But yeah, as soon as the foundation is in, I know you had asked about keeping the vehicles over there. I'm not sure if you guys walked over and seen there's not much room right now.
No, I know.
So once it's backfilled, we're hoping at that point we're gonna have around 25 to 35 feet between there, and at that point those vehicles can be completely over there. And I was trying, as we were hauling out, I was parking across the street or across the way. I did have to talk to my guys a couple of times, everybody in this room had to do, reminding them, you know, they all want to talk to each other while they're leaving, but it's all parked across the street. We unloaded, we tried to come down, so we will also try and minimize our traffic as well going through there.
Okay.
But we want to, I guess, reiterate that our overall goals of all of this is that we want to continue to communicate and minimize the use of the parking lot, and we want you to hope that you know that we would be proactive in communicating that with all of our contractors, and that provide any additional on-site supervision that would require to make sure that they're all doing what they're supposed to be doing with regards to the parking lot. And then again, like I said, be completely weather tight by July 1st or sooner, so that any and all remaining work would be done inside with minimal bother to anyone during the summer months. And to meet and review the progress at any time that you would like us to meet and review with you. We're here to help and to work with you gladly to do this. So anyway. So in this packet, in addition to our list of the trucks, there's the letter from Jonathan Croft from Lawrence Lynch and the warranty type proposal from Francisco Tavares.
And I know when you were here before to talk with us, you discussed an indemnification letter for us so that we're not responsible for any accidents that occur on our property that
any of the contractors or building for this is involved in.
Okay. Does that come from our insurance, or is that from Mr. LaPointe? Okay, let me look into that
because
as well.
At that time, Bill was actually working on, I think he's getting a binder put together because we hadn't started the project yet. So he was working on that. Yeah, we should follow.
Anything else?
Can't think of anything else.
Can I just ask one more question? So we talked about moving the arbor over or removing the arbor?
Removing the arbor and moving the temp service over. So as of right now, we're kind of coming in and then we're kind of having to go back over on this if we're able to stay over.
More to the south.
Yeah, we're able to stay tighter to the line. So we'll be able to actually, because right now our...
Yeah, because see, this is...
We'll be able to go over.
Yes.
We'll
When you say, when it says does not include alligator area, that's obviously some area that's got some kind of surface issue with it.
The
crack seal, it says does not include alligator area.
I think that's the front, that's the front area. That's outside of the parking lot. So I think that's outside of where we were working. That was when they came out, so I can follow up with that as well. But
obviously if there's previous damage or weathering or wearing. Or
yep, and we have, before we even started, we did take photographs, which we can review at the end as well.
Okay.
So any questions that arise.
So I think we can probably hold off on the installation of the camera.
Yeah, we did do that. There's a sign out on the arbor, which will...
Yeah, that just says the Conservation Commission number. It doesn't say...
No. There's a sign there that says no construction parking per Cataldo Custom Builders. Right here by the arbor.
You want
us
to move it up to the front.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's right underneath.
That's too...
Get one of these signs like
I'd put it on the telephone pole with an arrow towards their driveway.
Especially since we're removing the arbor, we'll move the sign.
And we're also David and I were just actually kind of side note here. We're going to make sure that we watch your calendar. Dean was just expressing that, when the time comes for his pumping, that there'll be more than one vehicle that will be staged off to the side as well, but it will be more than one vehicle that's parked there. I think that was the last time we had talked here about the pump truck will be stationed with the cement truck coming up behind it, so that will be one time where there'll be multiple vehicles, but it will be for those times pumping of the wall and the floor.
We'll try to coordinate it with the time as the trucks pull up, coordinate at times so we're not having a bunch of trucks in congestion, but there will be about 10 trucks. I mean, I know you don't see something with all kinds of...
I got a picture of you the last time you were here. Send to me.
I don't want it to be a big surprise when we can see how many trucks are going to go on, because that's going to be really the biggest. That would be the largest of all, and then from there on,
set. Any questions that we can help you with?
So as that information comes in,
the bond,
the insurance.
And I'll talk to my agent about the indemnification letter as well.
And the indemnification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk with Peter.
They can send all that to our post office box, which is the Katuah Fire District. PO Box 1475. Katuah. 02635.
0635. I will do that. Would you like, as soon as I have the bond and the letter, would you like me also to scan it and send it to you via email, just so you know it?
You can send it to Tony. You can send it to our assistant treasurer. It's T Sheehan, Sheehan, at katuahfire.org.
Will do. Will do. Happy.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah. Let me hold the microphone back.
Thanks, you too.
It's warm.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So, the last item on the agenda, before we talked about the water secretary or administrative assistant doing any notes, minutes, I had been thinking about, you know, us being able to do our own posting on the website. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about it, I thought it really should be an employee doing it rather than one of the commissioners or the potential committee members, because they're going to be constantly changing. So I asked Jen, who already knows WordPerfect and was doing some posting previously,
yeah,
if she would, you know, be able to do it. And so she checked with Ted and with Chris, and they both said that's fine. We will have to pay her for her time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know, she'll need to sit down with Ryan at the county and go over, you know, and learn how to do the postings. But she'll be able to post everything with the exception of the audio files, because they need to have some remixing done before you can put those on the website. So,
great. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's good, and that begins to go towards the, what I think the Policy Advisory Committee is going to recommend is that we look at cross-utilization of district employees to help us out with other things. And, you know, I would, before they, I mean, this is not official yet, but I certainly like to see that perhaps the gen be utilized to type up the minutes for the various meetings and also post them.
You might have a little difficulty selling that one to the water commissioners.
Well, we'll, hey, they work for us.
There's an administrative assistant in the fire department.
There's an, okay, well, as I said, cross-utilization of people. They should both be able to, if
both have jobs that they're performing now.
Yeah.
And you're going to wind up paying overtime.
Okay, well, we have to take all those things into account. I understand that. That's all I have.
Any other comments? I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned at 5:25.
We can leave the table adjourned because the union negotiating committee is meeting tomorrow night.
Okay.
Oh, so we're going to be